All right.
We are recording, so I will begin the meeting. The Westland Economic Development Committee, it is Thursday, June 2nd, 6 p.m., and in attendance is Troy Wolf, Chair.
Richard Zaklick.
Beth Burke.
Jennifer Harmon.
And now we will review the agenda with the approval of the minutes from May 12th, the public survey with the project update, other items of interest from EDC members, 5 minutes per EDC member, from council or staff, 5 minutes, and public comments on economic development matters that are not on the agenda, 3 minutes per speaker. We'll have the announcement of the next meeting, which will be next Thursday, June 9th at 6 p.m. And then we will adjourn. So with that said, did everybody get a chance to review the minutes from our May 12th meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's one blaring mistake. Attendees. He left out Larry and Kazi.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Was there a spelling somewhere too?
Add Larry and Kazi.
Yeah.
They were to the attendees.
To the attendees. Richard, you're a really good editor.
I don't have enough to know. I'm anal, so. My wife bugs me about that sometimes, but when it's to her advantage, she goes, yeah, boy,
right,
I'm sure glad you got that covered, dear.
When it's to our advantage. The only thing
you'd admit it. See, my wife would admit it.
The only thing I would add is, I mean, I would hope that, I don't know if we have to add it as a new item, but I think we do need to have a little bit more discussion about the survey, and then so we can send it and give it to Courtney.
So you want
to
add?
Maybe we need to add a new item, or add to public survey, not only the update, but discussion.
Add public survey
to the agenda. If you have their public survey project update, just let's add to that, please, discussion, because there are a couple of things on here I think we
are you putting
we
that in
discuss.
The minutes from this meeting?
Maybe we don't have to do it. It's okay. I just,
well,
you know.
Yeah, so if we're going to change the minutes, then we have to document it.
No, it's not changing the minutes. It's just about the agenda.
So we can put that into the next agenda. So let's stay on the minutes.
Okay. Should we give Kazi some time?
So, Kazi, we are reviewing the minutes from the May 12th meeting we had. And Kazi is present. What's your last name?
I'm present.
Kazi present.
Present.
Are you giving out presents?
Okay, good last name. And so we made a note to add Larry and Kazi to the attendees from last meeting.
Okay.
And then the next, do we have another comment about the minutes?
I did
not. No. But basically, looks like what we discussed.
Yeah, I went through them and I didn't see anything.
We need a motion to accept.
So we could have a motion. Yes, we will need a motion to accept, but the motion would need to include the add Larry and Kazi.
I make a motion we accept the minutes from May 12th with the additions that have been offered about edits.
Add Larry and Kazi.
Yes, adding Larry and Kazi to attendees last month.
Okay, and a vote?
All
in favor? Okay, unanimous decision. And the public survey project update.
Okay, you had something too, right? Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, so the one thing that I looked at when seeing this draft is I would like to add other to every question. I think we actually did that back and forth in the...
It wasn't to every question.
But actually now after looking at it, I would like to add it from 1 through 5. And then when we've been talking here, we instead of these bullets, we'd like to make those boxes. And then we'll have to add a little...
note in this, please mark.
Yeah, please mark a box. Or please all mark boxes or all the department. Please mark...
Does everybody have that in front of them?
I do. Well, aren't these already done and ready to go?
No, we should...
Well, the online one is. This is the hard copy.
So it's going to be distributed. Right, it doesn't mess anything up by adding those few things.
We should might have to, yeah, but even if she has to add them to SurveyMonkey, I mean, there's nothing here that's too different.
It was on the survey.
Did it already go up on SurveyMonkey?
Well, I don't know that yet. That when I looked at the test.
Okay. And I have not done that yet. Did it look good?
Yeah.
Okay, so SurveyMonkey is how, you know, it's going out electronically, and it does allow you to, with access, go in and take a look at your document, you know, before it goes out. And then you can even have collaboration there. I have not done that, but it does offer that option.
Do you have extra copies of that?
The survey? I do have one extra one.
I do not, but someone can look at mine.
Here's an extra.
Thank you.
And so I, you know, for my purposes, I think that's all. I just wanted to add other, and then if we do add, you know, just change that to boxes, and, you know, really you have to add an instruction. I think, you know, when a survey goes out, you really are trying to make sure nobody misses anything. Like, if you don't tell them to mark a box, well, then they might not know to mark a box. I mean, it seems self-explanatory, but sometimes I don't think it is.
Question.
Yeah. I'm assuming that this has gone through legal review.
I don't know that John's been involved, but we can ask that question.
Yeah, we need to make sure that it went through legal review.
Okay.
Is that Courtney's bailiwick?
No, Courtney would be for the structure. And
right.
I think
that would be assistant city attorney.
Well, or, you know, John, since he's our, or, well, yeah, John, since he's our liaison, you
he's
know.
He's our liaison,
right.
But he's not
the
legal.
Yeah, but he's not
she's
the legal.
Not sa-
that's
she's
right,
not saying that he's the legal.
Right,
she's
I'm saying that John would be the one to ask the question at our direction, because he is our liaison, and he would be able to, like, get to the attorney.
My assumption is it probably hasn't, so to Kazi's point, it should.
Okay. So
just to make
let
sure
the minutes
that
reflect. That's the next thing that should go out, then, is this call to the city attorney. To see it, because otherwise we really do want to get it out.
Is that
right.
Your role, or should, is that one of our roles, to let John know that?
Maybe we will. Let's us do
okay.
it, because we're doing the survey, we're the subcommittee.
Okay.
I just don't know how that works.
Yeah, so
okay.
If you contact John, just to make sure, to Kazi's point, that we're,
okay.
that we're doing it correctly.
So do you guys want to be on the CC? Shall I just CC the whole committee? Why not? Then we all have a document that I contact John. Okay.
Sure.
Or if you don't want it, then the three of us will do it. We just kind of need to come up with protocol. But there's so few of us. Unless you guys mind getting emails about stuff that maybe you're not directly involved in as a subcommittee, then, you know, I don't see any problem with just sending it to everybody. For me, it helps, because in between meetings sometimes, if I'm not thinking about the EDC all the time, I would admit I forget some business.
Okay.
So where did you want to add other? Others are already in here.
1 through 5.
Oh, this is what we have an
older. Oh, no. We had a newer version.
Yeah, we have a newer version.
I thought this was the one we approved with a couple of changes.
And
we did.
Right, and this is what Courtney gave us, which is the approval with changes, and now we're asking for a few more changes.
She took off.
Wasn't the other in there?
She took it off.
Somehow it came off.
Maybe not. Maybe it just happened. I don't know. You want to look at that one?
I'm just curious.
So this is the same one
okay.
that Richard has, correct?
No.
No, this is the one that this is the one we approved with
right. no,
the
this
changes.
One.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the one.
Sure.
That
okay, sorry. The one
this is Courtney's final deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you leave that out when it was clearly there?
Which needs changes to, right?
Pardon?
Which I see there's some changes to that.
Yeah, other to add mm-hmm. other.
Is John on vacation now?
Yes.
Pardon?
Ugh. Is John on vacation
John is
now?
Not on vacation.
Oh, okay.
John is back from vacation.
Oh, okay.
And he had a conflict.
Okay. So at your meeting that I missed last week, was it discussed regarding distribution, contacting the appropriate people at the adult community center, the library?
No, because it was no, there was no, you weren't there, Brenda wasn't there, it was just me and Courtney. No, okay. We didn't go through that. We really just got to the point of saying, okay, well, nobody came up with any changes, let's move to the next level, which is here.
Okay.
So what is that discussion that you mean? Just the list of where it's going to, how it's going to go on?
Well, no, when it's going to go, who we need to contact a person there to make sure that it's, there's someone that's going to be accountable for taking them when people have completed them, holding them for
okay.
pickup and making them secure.
Okay, so let's see, let me think about that with you out loud. The Adult Community Center.
The library.
The library.
Here. Downstairs.
City Hall.
What else we got? Anything?
The
MNAs, the neighborhood associations, we should just be able to instruct them when we send the...
Correct.
To how, what they're going to do with them.
Correct.
Do we have any other public buildings we are going to put them at? I don't think so. Not the fire station, not the police station. Yeah.
Because then you need somebody managing...
And then just also reminding her to put a link on the homepage of the City of Westland website. And maybe contacting whoever runs the farmer's market.
Wait a second. And I guess, I think we did go over this. Isn't, yeah, Courtney's going to be the one to get them digitally. Courtney's going to be the pickup person to get them digitally, I believe.
It goes to SurveyMonkey.
Yes, but she'll be the one that's
yes.
getting them through SurveyMonkey.
Yes.
She's the one tabulating,
correct.
You know, grabbing that data from
correct.
SurveyMonkey. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, and you said, I'm sorry, and then the other addition up above was the farmer's market?
Farmer's market.
I've never been to that farmer's market. Is there a city rep there? Do you know?
I don't know that. That's something that...
There is, but not always.
Mm. Okay. Could they be trained?
Well, that's why I, logistically it might need to be one of us.
Yes.
So
I hear you.
So we need... that's. That
the farmer's market
research.
Is Wednesdays.
In, like from 4 to something?
Yeah, 4 to 7 or something.
Okay. Wow, is it still over there on the main drag in 10th Street? Okay.
Yeah, that's where they're going to have the, in 2 weeks they're going to have a Westland garage sale for Westland attendees on that.
Are you kidding?
At that time.
I didn't know that.
So can we put a goal of, I guess we'll, as we've been thinking through this, to be able to approve this at our next meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then maybe that will help get others here.
Right.
I guess we're going to forget the June 6th bill, so we're going to be off to July 6th.
Well, no, the bill can go in. That's just the insert.
Oh, that's right. That's
this
right.
isn't going in there. That was just that blurb.
Yeah, right. It should be.
Yeah, I'm afraid that if we, if this keeps going out too far, we'll miss... all the deadlines to
well,
right.
get it
in. It should be done.
It should, but you know, I
right.
mean, you know,
I know
we've had this discussion before, and I just want to say it again, that if we don't get a lot back, we could, you know, we would have ways to be able to, like, hold on to it a while longer
sure.
and still try to prod people.
So what has to happen between tonight and next Thursday to
this
make sure that we can approve it?
Looked at
so,
by legal.
Yep, check with legal, check with John.
Changes made.
Changes made.
That's
Courtney.
It.
And then...
So the only changes are Ed boxes... and add other.
Mm-hmm, to
okay.
1 through 5.
And, then,
and add that one piece of instruction up at the top. Please
right.
fill out the box.
And that would at least get us to be able to take a vote on this and then hopefully
right.
approve it at the next meeting.
Get it over.
And then at that point we could work on, or the follow-ups on how are they going to be handled, you know, on the drop boxes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have that done by next Thursday, but we
but
have
logistics
to.
Need to be handled.
Right, but that is definitely an issue that
so it sounds
needs
like
to be addressed.
I should or you should or we'll decide about how I'll give those questions to Courtney and then she can get back to us. Maybe she can get
Courtney and John and Brenda.
That's true. I mean, they can get hopefully they can get back to us by next week on those
they have
who's going to be acceptable, you know,
right.
who's going to put yeah, who's going to operationally take care of this at these other locations.
Right.
Just since we're on this and it's getting closer to my time, I will not be here during July. I'm leaving the 5th. I don't get back till the 26th, so any meetings that happen in July for that period, I won't be here.
So can't we don't need to see this again to approve it. It's already approved
I don't
with
think
those changes.
Yeah.
We're a quorum.
Yeah, we did.
Just,
yeah.
Well, I thought you just said so we can.
Yeah, I was wondering. Right. No, you're right.
But what for?
Do we need a motion then?
Someone just, one of you guys, or if you talk to Courtney, say, please do this.
Right.
Is it done yet?
Yeah, because we already.
I mean, it'll take all of 5 minutes if she sits down and do it, right?
She's really.
It takes less.
She's pretty good.
If she needs me to do it, I can do it. It doesn't take.
These little apples are cute, but.
Yeah, but they don't do the job.
It may have translated wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Formatted incorrectly.
I reread the minutes that I reread, and it has already been approved unanimously.
Perfect.
So we're good on that.
Okay. So
but we should still have it tidied up by next Thursday.
And we'll be able to at least show it to you guys and then have legal look at it.
Okay, so I have two tasks. One is to write to John about the legal. The second is to write to Courtney about these different issues about operations. Can we have this finalized, these changes finalized into us? Maybe she could just send it to the entire EDC.
No.
Just to us? Okay. Just then she'll just send it to the subcommittee. And then we'll be here on June 9th to see that. And hopefully by the next, the point out is that a Thursday? Maybe the next day, Friday, we can say, go ahead and post it at SurveyMonkey and go through the next changes.
And I would.
We will have this operational.
SurveyMonkey can already be done.
Right. I know. But you probably have
before
to.
Before June 9th.
Kind of have to.
But I would recommend that also on the third thing is just get the ball rolling on who is going to.
Yeah, that is part of the number two question.
Okay.
The operational stuff. And do you guys want Courtney to come to the meeting next week? Okay, all right. Because, you know, she probably will have to work on operationally, you know, that is kind of.
And that might not be her.
Place,
piece.
Yeah.
That might
if
be
it's
something.
Not,
that,
I told, I, in my email, I said
that might
help.
Be something that John and Brenda could help with as well.
Okay. Well, I don't know the drill over the senior center and how who's there, how many people are there when they change.
Well, yeah, because we're actually going to need basically a lockbox that they go into at each location.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
just really the best.
Right. Yeah, then you don't have to have somebody standing there with the shoebox.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, any other comments from anybody on the public survey? Okay. So, other items of interest from the EDC members. And I would like to say that I've put together a lot of agendas over the years, and usually it's, you know, you have your old business that you talk about and your new business. And this was a tough agenda to put together because our old business has actually been tidied up, so it's really old business, and we didn't have enough new agenda put on. So I would like anybody that has any recommendations of anything for the next agenda to think about it for a minute, and when and we can each person can add something. So.
You know, we never had that retreat.
I think we're past that. I think
without having
we might need to do something like that after Troy makes his big speech next week in front of the city council. If they approve, then we'll need to put together
right.
a plan.
Thank you for reminding me. So that's Monday. We should try to go.
The sixth.
I think that.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So you're maybe, do you know what time you're on?
Is it 6 o'clock?
I think it's
well,
6 o'clock.
Well, they meet
Monday
at 6,
but yeah,
the agenda's out, and we're item number 8 on the agenda.
So
after
it could be 8 or 9.
They're going to introduce the, oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have the first, the city manager's going to be there for the first time.
Oh, nice, yeah.
She's number also going to be at our, next Tuesday we have our neighborhood association. She's coming to our meeting on Tuesday night.
All right.
But yeah, that agenda, it's online, so we're up.
So I put down to discuss the retreat on the next agenda, because I think that even though it didn't happen, doesn't mean it shouldn't happen. So I agree. And then, Richard, anything for an agenda item that you feel is agenda worthy?
No, I don't think so. Other than for next week would be a download of feedback from the council on from Monday night. I'm sure John will be there.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. I don't know who else is going to be there.
Maybe we should go to dinner before.
Maybe drinks before.
Exactly. at least a nice glass of wine.
Okay.
All right, shots.
Just bring your flask.
I draw a line somewhere.
They have those mini flasks that you don't even have to know.
Be so discreet. So one thing I think we should probably double check if we had to use any extra of the EDC funds for this SurveyMonkey thing. I don't really know. I know Courtney did have to upgrade. I don't know how that's being handled. John probably has some knowledge of that, maybe. And then the other thing, you know, just to say that I thought we talked about this at last meeting, and maybe I'm just imagining it, but at least I do continue to keep the EDC in my mind and try to look at our situation here and try to figure out what I think realistically would help our, you know, economic development and the way I would like to see it in the city. And I was away this week. Part of the reason I was late, I was kind of on a mini vacation with my book group. One of the women comes in, she lives in Portland, she comes in several times, certainly during the spring, to work at Camasia. And I went to Camasia a couple times myself, and I was amazed how many cars were there. Apparently, Linda reported there were 125 cars at Camasia on Mother's Day. That's how many people came in and out of Camasia that day. So, you know, I do believe our parks, and Camasia is not ours, of course, but really, parks actually is working with it, because you can go through Camasia and go right into Wilderness Park, so you can have a contiguous walk and hike. And then, did anybody read, I think we got an update from the city this week, and somebody is doing some kind of a climb a tree canopy. It's a class.
I'll put down that we will review the EDC goals, so that way we actually have goals that we're focusing on.
So anyway, that's...
Because I think that would be... That way we all have things that we're here to do. And no offense to you, but so that way we're doing the things that the goals are all aligned with.
Okay.
And that way we feel like we're actually accomplishing things that are goal-related that are going to help city council with what they want us to do as well, what we come up with as goals.
Okay.
So I've got that down to be on the agenda for next week as well. Anything?
I do not.
Okay. I don't have anything to add at this point. But thank you, everybody, for your input. And then so that was my item of interest. So, Kazi, any item of interest?
No.
Okay. Richard?
Nope. Can't think of anything.
Any item of interest?
That was it.
Okay, that was it. Okay.
No, I do not.
Okay. So, and we don't have council or staff here tonight, and we don't have any public here tonight. So the announcement of our next meeting will be next Thursday, June 9th at 6 p.m., and we will have a more detailed agenda to go through. And with that, I'll say this meeting is adjourned. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. You need to post that post haste, don't you?
Pardon?
You need to post the agenda post haste, or is there an agenda already posted for next week?
So
and
yeah,
it would be revised.
Yes. Yeah, so now we revise.
Okay.
Agenda.
So as long as there's one posted to follow the city's rules.
Yes.
I mean, I think there would.
John should have posted it. So I will follow up with John to make sure that he did.
Bye, Kyle. Haven't you got any? I'm telling you guys, if you didn't look at that update about the guy who is doing the tree climb a tree class, I was like, it made my jaw drop. I mean, we're talking, he's talking about literally scaling
shimmying up a tree.
Well, no, he's doing it with as a logger would, but I mean, he's offering it as a class. It's like $125. It's something like explore your canopy here in the city of West Lynn. I mean, $125 is kind of a big fee.
Yes. And so, I'd rather zip line.
Pardon?
I'd rather zip line.
I don't. Well, anyway, the point is, for $125, you'd think people might come to West Lynn for that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty kind of amazing option.
There's nothing posted for us next week.
Okay, I'm going to email John right now before I leave.
Okay.
There was today, but there's nothing for next week other than that. The city council special meeting is at 6 o'clock, and that the agenda's on there.
Good night, guys.
Hey, good night. I'm gonna lock up because.
Good night, kiddo.
They put me in charge of that. So.
Lucky you.
Thanks for sharing about your life.
Oh, sure. Everybody asks.
Well, some people are afraid to, and it's like, well, no, it's you, it's your life, you know, and you deal with it just perfectly. So, I mean, it hasn't stopped you from doing anything, I'm sure.
I know. Once the council approves our goals or whatever, then what happens?
Then we actually start.
To take action.
Yes, and that's really, you know, and I think. And
that's the crux of.
Right,
a retreat and what,
right.
What we're going to do.
And that's, you know, I've been doing this now long enough to know that sometimes there's like a frustration of we're not accomplishing stuff and things like that. And those feelings start to happen. But as soon as you get the goals and they're approved, then there's, okay, now we all have things that we go after, and it makes it a lot easier than somebody just coming up with some idea that they want to go do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that way. So I think next week will be a good meeting.
Okay.
So thank you.
Bye.
See you. Have fun roaming the building.
Yeah, I'm just going to be emailing John here.
You can yell at me, go into the council chambers and sit in the mayor's chair.
No, it's okay. It's probably being videotaped. I'd get in trouble.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny to do something? Troy, what were you doing?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and it's probably like televised, you know, or something.
Well, you can actually watch, if you have Comcast cable, you can watch the meetings as they're going on.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I have a satellite and I can't find the station.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a public access channel.
I'm not sure.
There must be one.
Satellite, it doesn't, usually doesn't cover local.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually satellite doesn't cover local.
I did a quick look and I couldn't find it. I just watched the videos. Something I want to see on the Westland website.
Right.
See you next time. I'll see you Monday.
See ya. Yeah, Monday.